B-Pod Studios.
Time for you to sound off.
You gotta be faking me. What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's get going. Sound off.
All right, it's time for sound off. 610-771-9705. You call that line, you leave us a message. Put something important on there, and we may play it on the big show. Let's kick it.
Mike and Ty, who have forgotten more about basketball than I'll ever know, this is a compliment to you guys. Do you guys, before Mike, you got into ripping me, do you mean to tell me? Think about this. Do you really think, and we know it's not going to be this year anyway, from a talent standpoint, that Brett Brown is going to be the coach of this team when the Sixers win an NBA championship?
Why not? He improves the bench. We'll see how good the team is. If I think the team's good enough to win a championship and he doesn't win it, then I will blame him. But who's to say if it's a complete enough team, they can't.
So, Mike, this offseason is really going to test the mettle of whether Howie Roseman knows what he's doing or not. You got 10 picks. I don't know how much cap money they're going to have. It's depending on how many guys they don't bring back and how many they do. My free agent guy that I'm looking at as far as running back is Tevin Coleman. He's young. I think he can take the lead.
I like that. I'll take Tevin Coleman. Well, you have to draft a guy. You share the time with him. Yeah, I'm good with that.
I know the Sixers are a good team. Their record proves it. And they're in third place in the Eastern Conference. I just think that as they continue to gel, they'll beat these teams, Milwaukee and the Toronto Raptors. So I do believe they're a good team. And I think this 12-game stretch they got coming up, they're going to prove that they're a good team by winning these games. And hopefully Embiid stays healthy, but I think they can come out of this 12-game stretch with at least 8 to 9 wins.
Yeah, again, you're just looking at the starting four. And for a team to gel, they have to have more than just the starting four. And that's what prevents a team from gelling to the point where they can win something.
I'm going to agree with that cat, Tyrone. Last night's game was a beautiful thing to watch. Statement game. On the road, that boy Embiid, man, they can't do nothing with him. Loved it.
It was a statement game that took care of the Indiana Pacers. They're off my list. Indiana Pacers cannot beat the Sixers now in the 7-game series. Let's move on to the next team.
I don't get it, Brett Brown. Why? There's 4 minutes left in the game. You're up by 17 points. Why are you putting Joel Embiid back in the game with a fifth back? What is your problem?
Did he put it back in with 4 minutes to go?
No, he didn't. He put him back in at like 7, took him out with 4 minutes left.
Yeah, I don't know why he was even in the game in the fourth quarter, to be honest with you. They had enough to win that game.
You know, Mikey, I'm the guy who said Wentz did not get injured when he tore his ACL. I just reviewed the play. You're right. He got sandwiched. He got hit. My bad. I am sorry to take up your and your staff's time.
Well, thank you. I don't know how you could forget the play. For crying out loud, he dove across the goal line. I got sandwiched by two dudes.
I watched last night's game. Impressive game. Very good. Very good. I just have one question. Ben Simmons, doesn't he have enough pride to get a jump shot? He said he wanted to be LeBron, blah, blah, blah. When did LeBron develop his jump shot? What year was that?
He shot it early. I mean, he wasn't, he had perfected jump shot, but he shot it when he came into the league. See, Ben Simmons has too much pride. It's not a lack of pride. It's too much pride. He has too much pride to show people that the one thing he doesn't do well in his game is the shot, so therefore he doesn't take it.
These fans who want Ben Simmons to play at the four, let me see. He doesn't shoot the basketball to begin with, so you know he's not going to shoot it at the four. He had a 20-point, 22-rebound, 9-assist game. He has, what, around 20 triple-doubles in about a year and a half of playing in his league. You want him to play at the four? Yes, I want him to shoot. I want him to be as good as he can be. And to be as good as he can be, he's going to have to learn how to shoot a 15 to 18.
Hear, hear. Finally, somebody gets it. At the one, he can exhibit more skills to help the team win than he can at the four. Now, you're going to play him a few minutes at the four. When TJ's in there, they float him down there. But he's not a four. He's a one. Close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Got enough beef?
I don't like them.
What are you looking at?
Because I don't like
them. Leaving at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your Sound Off gets on.
All right, Sound Off, 610-771-9705 for future reference. Coming in is Devon Givens from 6 to 9 tonight. We'll take you here, so keep it right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Everybody have a great weekend. Hunker down. Might be some snow, might be some cold. You know, make sure the fire's going. Be safe out there, and we will talk to you next week.
Another Sixers win. This Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Turnersville Jeep. Come see why so many South Jersey and Philly buyers are coming to Turnersville for great deals on new Jeeps, Ram pickups, Dodges, and Chryslers at TurnersvilleJeep.com. That's TurnersvilleJeep.com. Sixers beat the Pacers last night 120-96 for their third win in a row. Jimmy Butler led the team with 27 points.
Embiid with it to Butler on the perimeter. 7:45 to go. Jimmy launches for three, and that's good. He got the ball from Embiid on a dribble handoff and then went right around him and got a bit of a shield by Joel, and he shoots it out Bogdanović.
They'll play the Thunder tomorrow at home. You can hear that game right here on the Fanatic at 3:30. Flyers will take the ice again tomorrow night against the Canadiens. You can hear that game on WMMR at 7. Join Trey Thomas this Saturday from noon to 2 at Sprint by Arch Telecom on Concord Pike in Wilmington to pick up tickets to Mark and Trey's Super Bowl party on February 1st. We know you're busy, so we made it even easier for you to hear any of our shows that you've missed. Go to 97.5thefanatic.com or download the Fanatic app for our daily Best of Show podcast. I'm Natalie Eganoff for 97.5 The Fanatic.
Mike Missinelli on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.